You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queer cast on the internet. Today is Tuesday, August 30th, 2005. I'm sure, like everyone else, you've seen the devastation in New Orleans, Mississippi, and Alabama. And I'm telling you, it's quite shocking. As of this point, there are 115 confirmed dead, and I'm sure there's going to be many more. I just got off the phone with the boyfriend, and he was finally able to get in touch with his family, all but one sister, so he hasn't heard from her yet. But the rest of his family is fine. They're up in Baton Rouge, so they're out of the way. But they're in fear of what they're going to come home to whenever they're able to come home to their homes, because they all live right in New Orleans. And today two levees broke, so the whole city is totally flooded. Not a good thing. Katrina's been very bad for the Gulf Coast. And of course, now it's being called the worst storm to hit the United States and the most costliest storm. I actually don't really know what to say. I'm watching this footage on TV, and of course they're showing just mile after mile of devastation and destruction, and I can't even imagine what it would have been like to try to live through the storm, let alone come back to your home or what's left of your home and see what's there. It's just unbelievable. And some of the pictures are just not very... Well, none of them are. They were showing, you know, dead bodies covered with sheets and just people on roofs waiting to be, you know, rescued, and all the people in the Superdome who are now stuck with no power. And now they're talking about totally evacuating the entire city of New Orleans because there's... The two levees broken now, like they're saying 80% of the city is completely flooded, and it'll be months and months before the water goes away and they have power back. So it's just total devastation. Excuse me. As one reporter said, this is our tsunami. So, and I would say most definitely, because it looks like the exact same stuff I was seeing from the tsunami back in December. It's just awful. I need to stop watching the footage because it's so sad. I was about the only thing that made me feel good about this today was actually getting to speak to the boyfriend on the phone and finding out that his family, all of them that he's heard from so far, are fine and that they're just, you know, they're alive. Let's just say that. So that's a good thing. Of course, he's still worried because the house that he grew up in could be gone or flooded, so that's, you know, once you realize that you have your life, then you start thinking about your property. So he said that his parents are already talking about rebuilding or moving to a different area, so that, you know, well, the thing is they've been in that house for like 40 years and have never sustained this kind of damage. So they don't even know what the damage they have, but I'm sure it's not going to be very good. So anyway, I was just going to talk about Katrina, and I do recommend that if you can, throw a little money towards the Red Cross. Yesterday I visited the website, but today I actually donated my measly $20, but every little bit will help, because they're going to need lots of money. It's the largest rescue effort, I think, that they said the country's been doing. So it's anything you can give would be good. And of course, go to redcross.org. I believe it's redcross.org. One thing too, they said that they've already canceled school till December 1st at the least, and you know, possibly longer. And of course, you know, there's the oil problems too. That's going to have an effect for the entire country. I don't know if I should be talking about it. It's just so sad. I just can't imagine I couldn't imagine being in the tsunami back in December, and now I can't even imagine being down there at this time. You know, and again, of course, there's looters, and that was driving me crazy again today. But, you know, I guess that's expected. Sad, but expected. I don't know. It's just sad. Not a very good thing to think about. Especially, you know, people who don't live in that area probably don't think about it. Especially that they don't know anybody who's from the area. But I guess having the connection through the boyfriend and his family, and I've met his mother and his sister, one of his sisters, you know, so it's like, it makes me sad to think that possibly their houses are gone. And that's just not, you know, not a pleasing thought. I guess it would be like the 9/11 thing where, you know, yes, it affected you because you experienced it, but unless you actually knew somebody who was killed in it or injured in it or whatever, it doesn't really hit home that hard. But knowing that my boyfriend's family is from that area and the devastation that they are facing, it's just a little overwhelming, and I don't know, I'm just sad about it. But at least they're alive. That's the important thing, they're alive. So feel good about that. Well, I do have some PodSafe music to play. I'm going to do try to make a transition here. I have another song by Monday Machuru, and the song is called "Will You Love Me?" And of course, I will put a link on the show notes for you to go directly to her site, and you can download different tracks that she has for sale. But don't be surprised when you first go to the website when the very first ones listed. It says $15,000 or something like that, but if you scroll down the page, you'll see that there's, more appropriate pricing. Anyway, that's if you care for the music. If you like the music, I suggest you go to her site and give her a little business. So let's listen to "Will You Love Me" by Monday Machuru. あなたの瞳に抱かれていつか見た映画のよう。このまま止めたい。
Go.
Song anyway. It was kind of, you know, jazz clubby-ish. Anyway, I also want to talk today about renovations that are taking place in my condo. Today they had us leave our doors open all day, which I thought was a little risky, but they placed a security guard in the hallway, and you had to show your ID to be able to get it back into your condo, showing that you actually lived there, excuse me. And when I got home today, they're renovating our hallways. They're going to put new carpeting in, they're putting new sconces on the wall, they're painting, they're putting new door trims around the doors, and they're painting the doors and door trims. Well, they started last week by removing all the sconces in the hallway, so now we have all these little construction lights hanging in the hallway. And then today, it was our floor's turn to have all of the doors and the door trim painted. And I actually kind of like the colors that they chose. They have this dark burgundy for the door trim, and then this like tan color for the doors, which I think is nice. But of course, when I got off the elevator and showed the guy my ID, and he said, "Oh, you have to leave your door open for a couple more hours because it's still not dry." The smell was so overwhelming. I think they used oil paint because it was taking so long to dry, which would make more sense because I guess that's more durable. But what they had done is they opened up all the doors to paint them, and then they turned like the deadbolt so they would keep the door open, you know, just a crack to let the air flow around it to dry it. So I had to leave the door cracked. And this morning when I left, I made sure I shut all my, you know, like my bedroom door, my office door, and my bathroom doors. And then, of course, I checked to see if anything had been stolen, but nothing has been stolen. So now I really wasn't thinking anything was going to be stolen, but, you know, you never know. So now I'm dealing with the smell of this paint. It's taking forever to go away. So about, I don't know, 2 hours ago, I lit candles, some scented candles I have around my house, and the one that's actually doing the best job is the candle that I got from Mike Hip, the Citrus Splash. The smell is pretty much gone from my bedroom, and that's where I have that candle. So it's been replaced with this nice citrus smell. So I'm telling you, if you have not gone to Candles by Phoebes, the candles by Mike Hip, you need to do it, because they are, not only are they nice candles, they take away the stink of paint. So I have to thank Mike Hip again. Thank you, Mike. But so I'm hoping by the morning the smell will be gone, because I'm actually have a slight headache from breathing this. It was pretty pretty strong when I got home. I guess it's, you know, fading more now, but I'm not liking the smell of this paint. And this was just the door trim. They still have to do the hallways yet. And I'm actually hoping that they have it all done before the podcasters meet up at the end of September, which they really should. I don't know what their schedule is, but they should be able to be done by then. And let's see. Big Brother's on tonight. It wasn't on Saturday because of a football game, so we have a lot to catch up on Big Brother. I can't even remember what happened last. I don't remember. God, that's terrible. It was just last Thursday. But actually, I think it's Bo's turn to nominate some people, and then they'll probably have the veto competition. So I'll be watching that because right now it's 8:30 on the East Coast, and Big Brother comes on at 9. So maybe I'll report on that tomorrow. We'll see. I'm trying to think. Was there anything else going on? I think that's all I had to talk about. So, again, I know these podcasts are starting to get shorter and shorter because I have less to talk about. But, yeah, so be it. Oh, and for those of you who were a little grossed out by that description of Eva Longoria's pussy last night, sorry. Oh, well. I did get some email from Kevin saying he thought I was going to say, what was it? I forget what he said. Kevin said, I was waiting for you to do requisite My Camel Toe Hurts and Smells. Eat it out. I think he's listening to Madge too much. So, but no, Kevin, I'm not going to do that. and Peter was a little grossed out by it too. Sorry, Peter. But anyway, so that's all I have for today. So hopefully there'll be better news tomorrow. If I was a religious person, I would say pray for the people in the Gulf states, but I am not a religious person, so I can just say send them nice thoughts and send money to a reputable charity to help them out. You know, I could go on a little bit more about this religion thing and how you feel about that, because you would, well, no, I'm not going to do that. So maybe I'll talk about that another time. So that's enough for today. I know it's short, too bad. I will do more, you know, when there's more things to talk about. Oh, I did want to say that it looks like Scott Mendo is going to stop podcasting for a while. I guess he's really down in the dumps about not having a job, so send him some good thoughts, too. I hope he'll get, you know, a job soon. And, of course, we're going to miss your podcast, Scott, and your weather updates. So maybe you'll come back to it in the future. And we'll be waiting to listen if you do. So, okay, now I think I'm done. So that's all for tonight, boys and girls. Until next time, bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.